No. I'm going to get another mic, because I'm sure I'm going to mess up in my translation, and then he'll.
Okay. Sabah al khair.
Good morning. Yeah, you need to translate.
أنا مبسوط إنه أكون بينكم اليوم.
I'm really happy to be here among you this morning.
حتى نمجد اسم الرب. زي ما قال داني خدمتي مع شباب اللي بتعاطوا مخدرات.
Like Danny said, my service is among people who take drugs.
بس الخدمة هاي ما أجت من خلال الصلاة.
But this ministry didn't come about as a result of prayer.
ولا الرغبة.
ولا.
ولا الرغبة في هاي الخدمة.
Not even a will.
بس لأني أنا كنت أتعاطى مخدرات.
But because I took drugs.
الرب خلصني من هاي المخدرات.
The Lord saved me from this drug taking.
اللي كانوا يتعاطوا معاي حاليا هن ميتين.
Those people that took drugs with me today are dead.
الرب خلصني لأنه في له غاية بحياتي حتى أساعد غيره. الرب خلصني له غاية حتى أساعد غيري.
But the Lord saved me because He had a goal of me saving other people.
بلش تعاطي المخدرات من سنة 81 لسنة 93.
I started taking drugs من سنة
81
from 1981
ل 93
until 1993.
بلشت بشيء خفيف اللي هو كان بهذاك الوقت الحشيش اللي بنقول له هلا.
I started taking light things like hashish, marijuana.
لأنه ما كانش في إشي تاني غيره.
They didn't really have anything else at that time.
بال 86 دخلت الهيروين على البلد.
But then in 1968, heroin started coming into the country.
وطبعاً بلشنا نتعاطى الهيروين.
And so I started taking heroin.
الحياة بوقت الهيروين كانت دمار.
And life was just destruction.
أنا عندي ليست 18 شاب من حارة النصارى ماتوا من خلال الهيروين.
I have a list of about 18 people, 18 young men who died from taking heroin.
ولسه لهلا عمال كمان بموتوا لأنه لساتهم بتعاطوا.
And there are people who are still dying of taking drugs.
لكن الرب فتح لي باب حتى أتخلص من هذا الإشي.
But the Lord opened a door for me to be freed from that thing.
كانت طريقة غريبة.
It was in a very strange way.
سنة 93 كان في امرأة بنتي مش امرأة اسمها إيت بليكر.
There was in 1993 there was a woman a young woman her name was Deet Blaker.
Eat Blaker. ثلاثة قاعدين هون بيعرفوها.
There are three people in this room who know her.
كانت عايشة معاهم.
They were living with her.
مبسوط إن أشوفكم.
I'm really glad to see you here today.
فهاي الامرأة كانت ساكنة بالبلد القديمة وكانت تساعد الختيارية.
So this lady was living in the old city she was helping old people.
وكانت جايبة جروب من هولندا حتى يترشوا البيوت وحتى يرمم البيوت للبلد القديمة.
So she brought a group to the old people, helping old people paint houses and fix up their houses.
بس كانوا محتاجين كهربجي يكون معاهم.
But they needed an electrician to come help them.
وأنا صنعتي الأساسية كهربجي.
And that's my main work, to do electrical work.
فأجت أحكت معي إذا بقدر أنضم وأشتغل مع هذا الفريق.
So she asked if I could come join and work with that group.
فكانت فرصة حلوة إلي إنه أشتغل معاهم.
So it was a great opportunity for me to work with them.
بس كانوا غريبين علي.
But they were strange to me.
كل يوم الصبح يصلوا.
Every morning they'd pray.
قبل الأكل يصلوا.
Every time they'd eat, they'd pray.
طول النهار بيرنموا.
Every morning, all day, they'd be praising and worshiping.
أنا قلت شو قعدني بالمجانين.
I'm with a bunch of crazy people.
فكانت طريقة إلي حتى أقدر أغش معاهم.
So it was a way for me to أغش.
أسرق أو أغش.
I had a way to. It was a good opportunity for me to cheat and steal.
كتير سهل إنه تغشوهن.
It was really easy to cheat them and steal from them.
كل مرة لما كنت أعمل أي إشي غلط ولما أروح للمسؤول لأيت.
Anytime I would do anything wrong and go to the person in charge to eat.
أنا عارف إنه هي بتعرف إيش أنا بعمل.
I knew that she knew what I was doing.
بس دائما تضحك.
But she just laughed.
فكان لي إشي غريب كيف بتعاملوا معي.
So it was really strange for me the way that she would deal with me.
حبيت إيش في عندهم.
I loved what they had.
حبيت أعيش زيهم.
I wanted to live like they did.
رحت لها يوم.
I went to her one day, to her house. I stood at her door. I said, "What is it that gives you such joy? Give it to me." She said, "Come tomorrow morning, there's a church down there. There's a Dutch guy named Koen, he'll be standing there. He'll give you what we have." And it was there that I found it and I surrendered my heart to the Lord. But it wasn't enough. There were still another 2 years that I took advantage of their love for God. On the 3rd of January, 1995, the Lord opened the door for me to go to Beit Nitzachon. In Haifa, there's a center for people who help drug addicts. And at the same time, they have a calling to work with among Jews and Arabs. Those who know David Davis, he is now with our Lord and God just a few weeks ago. He is the one who started this ministry. And the Lord opened the door for me to go and live among this ministry there. But it was not easy either. How am I going to live among my enemies? I'm an Arab. Palestinian. From the old city. Live among Jews in Haifa? It was not easy. But the Lord made strange ways for me. Just before I went to Haifa, 3 weeks before I went to Haifa, the Lord was working among a Jewish person named Danny. He was a person who worked among the Kach group. Kach is an Israeli group that hates Arabs. He was a member of this group. And the Lord had changed his life and sent him to this house. And I was meant to sleep in the same room with this guy. I was afraid. I was so afraid that I stole a knife from the kitchen. For 3 days I had it hidden behind my back. Because I cannot live among my enemies. I have to defend myself. So I started feeling a lot of pain because I was they call it a what? I was addicted because I'm off drugs now. I'm starting to get they call it withdrawal. Thank you. So this Jewish guy would take me into the bathroom, bring me soup to my mattress while I'm in bed, and would serve me and just take care of me. Then it was there that I started to see something was wrong. So if this is how this guy is treating me, what should my reaction be? We lived together for 6 months. It was a beautiful life. And the most important thing that I took from the Lord there is that the Lord took that heart of stone that I had and He gave me a pure, clean heart. That was a sign that God had forgiven me of my sins. And that was a sign to me that I am a son of God and God is looking out for me. I finished that 6 months and I came back to town. As soon as I came in to see Eat,
طلعت فيي قالت لي راجع فاضي.
She came back to me. She said, "Are you coming back empty?"
إيش لازم أسوي؟
What am I supposed to do?
قالت لي تعمدت بالروح.
She said, "Were you baptized in the Spirit?"
لأنك تقدرش تعيش من غير روح الله.
Because you can't live without the Spirit of God.
تقدرش تتغلب على الضيقات والصعوبات اللي راح تواجهها من غير روح الله.
You will not be able to overcome the difficulties without the Spirit of God.
قلت لها لا ما صارش هذا الإشي معي.
I said no, that didn't happen to me.
قالت لي بترجع على حيفا.
She said go back to Haifa.
قلت لها أنت مجنونة.
She said are you crazy?
ست أشهر عشت من برية البيت وهلا أرجع كمان دور.
6 months I lived outside of my house and do that again.
قالت لي بخلال أسبوع أنت راح ترجع توقع وتتعاطى.
She said, in another week, you're going to go right back to your drugs. So I went back to Haifa and I sat with David Davis. And he said that was the right choice. So I sat another 6 months in Haifa. So me and another brother, we went down to a room called the prayer and fasting room. For a week, we sat in that prayer and fasting room. Until I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then we came back. But the Lord was preparing me for work in this city. He prepared for me a team, a variety
team.
There was a couple from Ireland who was working here.
In the,
a nurse from England who was working here. Another Dutch person who was working here. And another South African who was working here in the city. And here was that crazy group working here together praying. And I became a crazy person like them. The enjoyment that we had with that group, I've never seen since. The enjoyment of 5 years that I had with them was just unbelievable. Daily studying. Prayer every day. I lived in a complete spiritual environment. I had to serve in the city at the same time. Because the Lord gave me a calling to serve among the young people at the same time. But because of the problems that there were with the traditional churches here, I wasn't able to do the things that are not allowed for me to do. So the churches prevented me from working with some of these drug addicts. But I like always mentioning that in the year 2000, there was a type of revival here in the city.
بسنة 2000 عملنا احتفال بنص حارة النصارى.
In 2000 we had a little celebration in the middle of the town, old city.
وكانت أول مرة أهل الحارة بيشوفوا طريقة العبادة والصلاة.
And it was the first time for the residents of the old city to see our way of worship and prayer.
طريقة جديدة بيشوفونا كيف كنا نصلي فيها.
A new way of seeing how we pray.
لأنه عادة كمسيحية كنا من الكنائس التقليدية كان في سيستم معين ينعمل بالكنيسة.
Because us as traditional Christians, there's a certain way that we do prayer.
بس لقوا طريقة جديدة.
But they witnessed a new way.
بهداك الوقت ربنا سكب روحه على شباب كتير بالحارة عنا.
At that time, the Lord poured out His Spirit upon
ورب
us.
ورب سمع صلواتنا لأنه كنا نطلب دائما خدام عرب محليين.
And the Lord heard our prayers because we asked the Lord for local Arab leaders.
في هلا يمكن ثلاث أو أربع خدمات محلية بتصير بحارة النصارى.
There are now about 3 or 4 local ministries.
في بين 7 و9 أسس طلعوا من الحارة.
There are 7 or eight pastors who had were burst out of that.
هذا نتيجة العمل الله بالحارة سنة 2000.
That is a result of that work that happened in year 2000.
سنة 2000 أجا الفريق الهولندي أو الفريق اللي مشكل وكان لازم يغادر البلاد.
So in year 2000, that Dutch group had to leave the country.
وطلب مني إنه أشتغل مع فريق عربي محلي.
So I was asked to work with a local Arab group.
ما كانش هوين إنه نشتغل مع عرب.
And it was not easy to work with Arabs.
مع إنه أنا كنت كان عندي متعة إنه أشتغل مع الأجانب أكتر.
Because I enjoyed working with foreigners more.
بس كان لازم إنه أنضم لفريق عربي محلي.
But I had to join with a local Arab group.
وافتتحنا مركز سميناه مركز السامري الصالح.
So we opened a new center called the Good Samaritan Center.
حسب الاتفاقية مع الكنيسة التقليدية الكاثوليكية.
And so according to the agreement that we had with the traditional churches, the Catholic Church, I would work with the old people and with Muslims. It was forbidden for me to work with young people who are taking drugs. And forbidden to work with children. Old people, they let me do it.
لكن كان برضو بالنسبة لي هذا باب أدخل البيوت.
But it was an open door for me to go into the homes.
لأن الختيارية بيحكوا كتير.
Because old people talk a lot.
والأسرار كنت أعرفها منهم.
And I learned all the secrets from them.
فمن خلال الختيارية أعرف مشاكل البيت.
So via the old people, I started to learn about all the problems in the home.
ومن خلال الختيارية صرت أقدر أدخل البيوت وأحاول أساعد وأحل مشاكل.
So via the old people, I was able to enter the homes and try to help solve those problems inside the homes.
بس كل هذا ما كانتش ولا دعوتي ولا خدمتي.
But that wasn't even my calling.
بس أنا بعرف لهلا أنا وين وصلت.
But now I know where I've arrived to.
بخلال السنين اللي مرقت.
Throughout all those years,
اتعلمت كتير أشياء كيف أتعامل مع شباب.
I've learned so much about how to deal with young people.
مع شباب المخدرات مش هوين تشتغل.
It's not easy to work with people who are on drugs.
ومش إنه أنا بحبهم بدي أشتغل معهم.
It's not that I love them and I want to work with them.
إذا ما فيش عندك إعلان من الله تقربش عليك شغل.
If you do not have a calling and knowledge from the Lord, do not come close to this type of work.
لأن ممكن إذا قربت ضريت حالك.
Because you may come close and hurt yourself.
فالشباب بالحارة عنا صرت أبعتهم على حيفا حتى يتعالجوا.
So some of these young people, I started sending them to Haifa to get reformed.
بخلال سنة بعثت 33 واحد.
In the course of a year, I sent 33 kids.
ثلاثة منهم بس نجحوا.
Only three of them succeeded.
واكتشفنا بهذاك الوقت إنه في مشكلة لازم نواجهها.
So we discovered that there's a problem that we need to face.
هي اللغة.
It's a problem of language
والعادات والتقاليد.
And the traditions and culture.
عندنا شوية العادات والتقاليد شديدة.
Our culture and traditions are very strong.
ما بتتأقلم مع العادات والتقاليد اليهودية.
They don't quite acculturate with the Israeli Jewish culture.
فكانت المشاكل إنه كليتهم بيرجعوا من هاي الأسباب.
So the problem was that they would return because of those problems.
فمن وقتها صرنا نصلي إنه نقدر نفتح مركز محلي عربي.
So at that time we decided to open up a local Arab center.
أتوقع صار لهلا يمكن 23 سنة. 23 سنة بنستنى هذا المركز.
It's about 23 years now and we are still waiting for that center.
وأتوقع إنه بلش الثمار تبين هلا بهاي السنة.
But we are starting to see the fruit of that dream come about.
الانتظار ما كانش على الفاضي.
The victory was not for nothing.
الانتظار كان وقت الله إنه نكون جاهزين إله.
The waiting has not been for nothing.
وقت الله نكون جاهزين إله.
The timing of God has come by us waiting for Him.
فهلأ الحالية الخدمات اللي بقدر أعملها وبغطيها.
So the services that I'm able to do now.
بطلع يوم الاثنين للثلاثة بحيفا ببيت نتسخون كمتطوع كتدريب إلي.
Every Tuesday and Wednesday I go up to Beit Nitzachon in Haifa as a type of training for myself.
ويوم الأربعاء اللي هو أحلى يوم عندي.
Every Wednesday, which is the best day for me, my favorite day.
بتل أفيف المحطة القديمة.
I go to the old bus station in Tel Aviv.
في كوفي شوب مفتوحة ل عدة مؤسسات بيجوا وبيشتغلوا فيها.
There's a coffee shop that's open for several organizations there.
يوم الأربعاء هو موجود للحيفة لبيت نتسخون نستعمل هذا المحل.
And it's open for Beit Netzachon to use this coffee shop there.
أنا بطلع على أساس أغطي اللغة العربية للشباب الموجودة بتل أبيب.
And so I go to cover all the Arabic language needs.
لأن عند المخدرات ما فيش عربي يهودي.
Because there, among drugs, there are no Arabs and Jews. They don't care who's Arab and who's Jewish. They care about taking drugs together and having the drugs to take. What I see in Tel Aviv is not what I see in Jerusalem. Tel Aviv is much more open. They live in the streets. They take those needles and hit them right in the street. The police just go around them and just make sure that they don't hit each other. The life is really strange in Tel Aviv. And very difficult.
فأنا بالنسبة لي هناك يوم حتى أنزل على الشارع ونوزع أكل ومية على الشباب.
So I go out into the streets and I just pass out food and drinks to these guys.
وكتير منهم بيسألوا وبحاولوا يعرفوا.
And a lot of them ask and want to know.
وأحلى شهادة إنه أنا أفرجيهم من هو أنا.
And the most beautiful witness is just to talk about who I am.
أنا بتفاخر هقول أنا ابن مخدرات.
I take pride in the fact that I was a drug addict.
مع إنه مرتي بتحبش تسمع هذا الإشي.
مرتي
ما بتحبش تسمع هذا الإشي.
My wife doesn't like hearing about this.
بتقول لي عيب تحكيه.
It's a shame to talk about this.
بس أنا إلي بتفاخر فيه.
But I take pride in it.
لأنه هذا عمل الله بحياتي.
Because this was God's work in my life.
لو أنا ما سمعتش لصوت الله.
If I hadn't have heard God's voice,
زي ديفيد ديفيس لو ما سمعش لصوت الله.
Like David Davis, who if he had not heard God's voice,
وما فيش House of Victory بحيفا.
And if there wouldn't have been this House of Victory in Haifa,
كان وين كنا إحنا تبعون المخدرات.
Where would we be today?
أنا us, واحد كان لازم أكون ميت.
I should be dead today.
لأنه اللي تعاطوا معي ثلاثة كنا مع بعض أصدقاء والثلاثة ماتوا.
Because my friends, the three of them who are taking drugs with me, are dead.
فأنا لازم أكون معهم.
And I should be with them.
لكن الرب خلصني لأنه فيه له غاية.
But the Lord saved me because He had a goal for me.
فهلأ حاليا اللي بحاول نعمله إنه نصلي لمركز محلي.
So the thing that we're praying about now is to open a local center.
كانت البداية فكرة إنه ينفتح مركز بريحة.
The beginning, we thought about maybe opening one in Jericho.
فأجينا لباب مسكر ما نقدر نعمله.
And so we see that the door is closed for that.
وحاليا عملنا منصلي ليكون المركز بعين كارم.
And so now we're thinking about maybe opening one in عين كارم.
أنا بآمن إنه رب رح يعمل هذا الإشي.
And I believe that God is going to do that thing.
لكن محتاجين نعرف إمتى ومع مين.
And so we just need to know when and with whom.
بقدر أعرف أنا إنه إحنا هلا كتير قريبين لافتتاح هذا المركز.
And I know that we are very close to opening that center.
لأنه هلا الصلاة تركزت على الموقع.
That could because the prayers have centered on opening it. And who is going to be working in that ministry? So that's what we're doing right now. And if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer. So. Anyone? Albert.
مسيحي كاثوليكي.
Are you a Christian originally? And he says, yes, I'm Christian and Catholic originally. When you were taking drugs, were they Christians or Muslims?
اللي بتعامل معهم حاليا هن مسيحيه ويهود.
The people that you so the people you help now, he helps Christians and Jews right now.
لسه مع الاسلام ما احتكيتش كتير.
I don't have a lot of work friction right now with Muslims.
What's the reason? إنه الرب يعطيني محبة للإسلام.
Because I'm praying right now that God will give me a love for Islam.
محبة لليهود موجودة.
I have love for Jews.
لأنه الرب أعطاني إياها.
Because the Lord has given it to me.
بس لهلا لسه ما أخذتش هاي المحبة من الرب للإسلام.
I still haven't been given that love for Islam.
اليهود ما بيعرفوش الإيمان أصلا.
Jews don't even have very much faith.
الإسلام متشددين أكتر.
But the Muslims are a lot more extremist.
في حاليا واحد مسلم خلفية إسلامية بحيفا.
There is one Muslim who comes from a Muslim background in Haifa. He's been there 7 months at home. When he wakes up in the morning, he starts reading Islamic verses. So I gave him the Bible. It's a really difficult work with him because he was raised on that from when he was young. So someone like that, you need to be working with him from when they're very young. So if you're working with someone and he's not opening to the Lord, working with him, you can't work with him. Working with Muslims needs to have a calling. If you don't have a calling, you will fail in that ministry. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. In order to be a new believer, all Christians know the gospel. The Catholics, Orthodox, Coptics, all of them. But when you talk to the traditional churches, but when you touch on the word Holy Spirit, they immediately stop you. They say, that's not for you. They've been studying it for years to get to it. When I share my testimony with a Catholic priest, when I get to the subject of the Holy Spirit, he tries to leave me and go away. So the issue of the Holy Spirit is important to me and to him. The Holy Spirit has come for me and come for him. I shouldn't have to just study the Holy Spirit. Study the Bible to know about the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will teach me about the Bible.
فعشان هيك موضوع الروح القدس مع البلد القديمة وبالكنائس التقليدية حذرين شوي.
So the issue of the Holy Spirit in the old city is حذرين شوي. Controversial, yeah.
بحب في بخلال السنين اللي اشتغلنا فيها بالحارة احنا.
During the years that we worked in the neighborhood.
الكنيسة أعطتنا اسم حلو.
The church had given us, we'd gotten a very good name among the church.
Because
we'd always say hallelujah. So they started calling us the hallelujah crowd. They said, oh, you guys are the hallelujah crowd. But it makes me really happy. They don't know that that's something really good about us.
أكثر الأسباب اللي هي كانت معطل المشروع هذا.
One of the main reasons that stopped this project.
هو المصاري.
Money.
لما الرب يسكر هذا الباب.
When God closes that door.
معناته في إشي.
There must be some reason.
للتحضير.
For getting something ready.
خدمة زي هاي بيقدرش واحد يعملها لحاله.
You can't just do that by yourself.
بدنا فريق.
You need a team.
فعشان يتجهز هذا كله.
And in order to get all that ready.
بحتاج وقت.
You need time.
كنت أنا محتاج هذا الوقت.
I needed that time.
مع إنه بهذاك اللي قبل أنا كنت دائما بحالة غضب.
Even though during that time I was in a state of anger.
لما كنت أقول أنا حابب أعمله.
I was saying I want to do this.
شهوة قلبي أعمله.
I had the desire in my heart to do it.
ولا مرة قلت أنا جاهز أعمله.
I didn't say I was ready to do it.
لأنه كان دائما في عندي مشكلة إنه أقول أنا جاهز.
I had a problem of saying I was ready.
آخر أربعة أشهر.
The last 4 months.
لأنه ركزت بالصلاة أكثر.
Because I've been concentrating on praying.
اعرف لايش لازم اصلي.
I've known what I need to be praying for.
لأن صلواتنا لازم تكون معينة وإشي خاص.
Because your prayers need to be specific in asking what you're.
ما تكونش صلاه مفتوحه وغوغاء.
Don't just have your prayers be open and pointless.
اخر 4 أشهر.
Last 4 months.
بقدر هقول إن الرب اشتغل بحياتي.
I know the Lord has been working in my heart.
بطلت أسمع على الصوت دائما اللي كان يخوفني.
I've stopped listening to that voice that had been causing me to fear.
قبل الجمعة كان في عندي اجتماع مع المسؤولين عندي.
A week ago, I had a meeting with those in charge of me.
وكان أول مرة بقولها أنا جاهز.
And it was the first time I said I am ready.
هلا أنا جاهز.
And now I'm ready. So, Sarah.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't we stand around? Anyone who'd like to come up here and lay hands on Reja?